Which one by we are delighted and very honored that you are with us this evening. We thought that this evening it's not going to be an official class, but it's going to be a sweet meeting with the family. And we want to have a conversation with you. And the conversation is how you do it. You are one of the souls. It's one of the senior brothers who holds so much of responsibility in the Yagya. And yet, what we see when we see you is your lightness, your easiness, and a powerful yogi. So we want to glean out all your secrets this evening. So I'm going to ask Michelle, who originally from Canada but now in Kuwait, who's going to facilitate this conversation with us. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good evening. So our topic for this evening is how to make things easy when facing challenges. And before we start, I'd like to just share something from my own experience. Do you want to say something? Before the days of the internet, there was this magazine called Purity Magazine, and it was like, Brahmin Vogue. We didn't have any other information except Purity to find out what was going on in the family and all the events that were happening. Everybody remembers Purity. Anyway, he is the creator and sustainer of this magazine and an editor and still writing. Is Purity still happening? Is it on the internet now?
Yes.
So you can still get subscriptions?
Subscriptions?
Yeah, for the magazine. You can still get sign up for it. Still comes?
Yes.
Good. Anyway, but there was this man in there called Mr. Wise. We liked your joke.
I see.
Because he has a good sense of humor. Maybe he'll tell us a joke. Anyway, welcome. Thank you for being with us. So I wanted to ask you then our first question. So for those who are new in Gyan and or don't really know who Brij Mohan Bhai is, we just want to know briefly when you came into Gyan and how you came into Gyan, and if you have an interesting story to tell us that in your early days that gave you a strong foundation or that gave you the faith.
Is it one question or four questions?
Okay. Yeah, good. Okay, so the first question is how long and when have you?
Normally, those who write horoscopes, they ask such questions. When you were born, what time you were born, which flower you like, and so on.
Exactly. I always read the horoscope.
Now I am nearing my departure, and you are asking about my birth. So therefore, I have to recollect.
Okay, you go back.
Because many souls remember their exact time, date, day of birth. I don't.
Okay. Perfect.
Just as Dadi Janki's passport does not carry her date of birth, similarly like me, you know.
Very good. Okay, so just sort of general.
So all of us were born one day in Gyan, so let us take it we were born.
Okay. Okay, so then what do you remember from your past?
Of course, how we are born, we are only born out of mouth. That's all I can say.
Yeah, mouth born, exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so what gave you the faith in Gyan? What do you remember was your foundation?
Okay. Let me recollect. In fact, I did not come in Gyan of my own.
Okay.
Actually, my Laukik father, he was known as Chachaji, that is uncle. Before these uncle and auntie, there were Chacha and Chachi, and those were my parents, the Indian version. So my father came in Gyan, and he used to come back home every morning, call the small family and narrate everything that he had learnt in the class. And we were perforce listening because he was our father. And then my mother belonged to some guru sect. So that guru's followers, female followers, used to have once a week satsang gathering in our house. So when my father became very strong and in this Gyan, so in that satsang the ladies told my mother that this person is going to leave the family and all of you will be suffering, so stop him from going there. So I was the eldest son, and I think I was studying law those days. So my mother told me to go and see where he goes and what is happening there. So when I told my father, I want to accompany you tomorrow morning, he was very happy that at least one disciple will come. So I reached the center. It was on third floor, only one center in Delhi. And down at the stairs, one person was also there. He was the librarian in our law college. So I had some familiarity with him. He was Om Prakash Bhai of the railway department. Many of you may be knowing him. Now he has left body, I think, 1 year back. So that made me meeting a familiar person. So when I reached the center, the sister in there saw that his son has also come. So she gave special attention to me, that perhaps this he may also become Brahma Kumar. So she asked me some question. What is the meaning of going into oblivion? The Murali was saying that the knowledge goes into oblivion. So out of common sense I said that as the sun is covered by the clouds, so also the thing remains, but there is a shadow. So she extra appreciated that. And I felt that she is trying to rope me in, because, you know, I felt like that. Anyhow, after the class, as usual, I was offered to go through the course, 1 week course. And I readily agreed to that, because my aim was to probe. So for about 6 days, I told them that you give me a brother to teach me. I am shy of ladies because I have no sister. So they gave me one brother, Anand Kishore. He was a senior brother and he was started teaching me. So whatever he will say, I will reverse it, because I was a law student. He said, I am soul, this is my body. I said, I am body, this is my soul. Like that. So whatever he will say, I will say the reverse. But for my father, they would have said after 3-4 days, you see your way. But because of my father, they were tolerating me. Now 6 days passed. Then they told me that you have to learn yoga. I said, okay, I will learn yoga. But they said that yoga will be taught by a sister. She was a sister who used to go in trance. Very famous sister from the beginning. So much so that she had forgotten the denomination of coins. She was so much good in trance. So she was the elderly sister. So I said, okay, I will learn yoga. So she came. I was very punctual. I will reach before time every day. So I squatted, she sat before me and started praising me. You are a very noble soul, you are a very good soul, you are a very pure soul. And in my heart I was smiling, because as a college boy, I used to see cinema, I used to eat outside, I will come home late, my mother will remove my shoes and put me on the bed like that. So I thought she is praising me, extra praising me. Anyhow, after that, she had a phone call. In those days, no mobile phones in the other room of the center. So she went for the phone call. She said, I will come. So I was sitting all by myself. No yoga had been taught to me till then. At that time, something happened. And that was, there used to be ventilators in those days, high ceilings. You know, now the ventilators are only in the hospitals. So I sat from the ventilator, a fog-like beam of fog came, it entered the room, I saw, then it encircled me. And I felt myself, I'm okay, because my eyes were open. I thought this may not be something trance, so I was okay. Then it encircled me, and after that, I started feeling joy. Just as, you know, they give you some laughing gas, something. I started feeling very happy. Then she came back. So now a transformation came in my mind. That what is this? This is out of no training, no yoga, and every day I am arguing with them. Even I know that there is some weight in what they are saying, still I am reversing their everything. So I decided that I will listen patiently, and if anything convinces me, even one thing fully convinces me, then I will go ahead. So after that, sister taught me yoga. I told her that I want to do that course again. Tell that brother to give me that course again. And I started listening, not arguing. So, first point which convinced me was that in Bharat, they all believe that human soul goes into animal species. It is reborn like that. But the brother told me it is not possible, it is not there. So being a law student, I picked up, and whatever reasons he gave, I assimilated and I found this is really true. Later on I wrote a book also, Human Soul Does Not Transform. So that encouraged me. I told my mother back home that there is something good in this knowledge, and there is no fear of father leaving the family, many people are coming. So next point that convinced me further was, God is not everywhere. God is not everywhere. So once I learned these two points, I got interested. And then I took the whole course and like that. This is how it started.
Thank you. Okay. So you were a bit of a rebel. So the topic, we'll just connect a little more to the topic. So can you share a challenge that you have faced and how you overcame it?
Challenge?
Yeah, something that challenged you in your life recently, in the past, and how you overcame it. And I was thinking today, like, do you have some slogan or a yukti or something that you use whenever you're faced with a challenge that would help the souls and the audience?
In fact, I don't remember to have faced any so-called challenge. But there are some incidents which you can term as anything. I will narrate that. My experience is two or three.
Okay.
One thing was that I never took any food from outside, not even Coca-Cola or tea. Later on, when foreigners came, I started taking Coca-Cola because they were taking. So, not even tea. Baba, Brahma Baba told me, after I qualified my chartered accountancy, I started to practice as a chartered accountant. I was 21 years of age. I opened an office in Delhi, in a hotel, took a room. So, in those days, we used to go to Baba after 3-4 months. So when I went to Baba next time, Brahma Baba asked me, "Have you qualified? Have you passed the exam?" I proudly said yes. Then Baba said, "What are you doing?" And more proudly I said, "I am practicing. I have opened an office in a business area and all that." Then Baba smiled and told me to come closer. So Baba said that you have to tell lies, etc. in this chartered accountancy, fudging of accounts, this and that. Better you join a government job. So when I returned back to my city, I had no idea about a job and salary, pay scale, nothing. So because Baba had told me, so first time I saw a newspaper where, you know, the vacancies are advertised. So the first job that I saw of a chartered accountant, I hand wrote the application. I did not know it has to be typed and all that. Sent it. Because Baba's power was behind it, I got that interview letter also. So now, when I had never been out of my city, but that interview was at a distance, in a dam site, you know, the hydroelectric power and dams are made. So there was to be a fertilizer factory to come up. So they had advertised. So when I went there, in my compartment, there were 9 candidates for the same job. They were also going from Delhi. Now, they were all very smart boys talking to each other. speaking English, and I just sat in a corner and I was watching, wondering, if they are going, I am not going to get the job. Because they were very smart, and I was just sitting in a corner. I knew good English, but I could not speak. Even now, I don't speak English in India at all. There may be a program, but I speak Hindi only. So, anyhow, the interview took place. When my turn came, they asked me 6 questions, just as you are asking. Yours is, I think, 2nd or 3rd. So, what happened? I could not answer any of those questions. Because I had passed the exam 19 months before, and I was interested more in Gyan, less in those studies. I had forgotten all the theories. The last question they asked was, what salary you expect? I didn't know anything about salary, pay scale, increment, nothing. I naturally said, whatever you will give me. So I was selected, all others were rejected. You call it anything, any type. So when I joined the job, I was surprised, and I asked, because I had myself seen those smart people, and they were definitely better than me professionally. So they told me, when I joined, the company told me that this is a new big government or corporation coming up. They had just acquired land for the factory, and it was their rule to have young boys and let them join at the minimum of the pay scale, so that they remain in the company for many years. And all those others, they had asked for advance increments, because they were either employed or they thought that living in a city like Delhi and going to a village, almost deserted area, nobody will come unless you give them some inducement. So as per their rule, I got that job. Now see, what is the surprising thing? It was a very big company, they wanted 7 chartered accountants. So I joined. So they re-advertised the post after a month with 1.5 times minimum salary, so that people can be attracted and the minimum will comply with their rules. So my salary was raised to that automatically because I was already in the job. If that was earlier, I would have been out, they would have been in. So this is, I feel, Baba, because Baba directed me to join, so Baba also empowered me to get that job.
Thank you. Okay, so what does easy mean to you?
Easy.
Easy. And what is an easy nature? Do you have an easy nature?
All of them have easy nature. They are sitting easily, leisurely, and we have already announced this is not an official class. This is informal chat. What could be more easy? Only thing is you can lie down and sleep. That's so easy. You want me to describe it? Easiness?
I want you to tell the people here today, if they're in difficulty, how can they change it and make it easy for themselves? So what causes the difficulties and how can we make our life easier? How did you make your life easy?
You see, only those who have difficulty, they know. I cannot explain because I never feel difficulty. Anyhow, I can anticipate, comprehend what will be, or they can narrate. If anyone can narrate what is their difficulty, then it will be easy for me to explain.
Anybody have any difficulties? Everybody has difficulties. Okay, who would like to? You have to come up if you want to say your difficulty, because I won't be able to hear you there.
If it is difficult, you can stay there and tell. No problem. Okay. Please sit down. Sister, you have heard all of you have heard? Sister has said that departed souls who were perhaps close to her, they appear when she is in yoga, and that causes disturbance and diversion and waste of time. To me, yoga is actually intended to depart. There is no yoga in Satyuga because you are arriving. And throughout this cycle, souls are arriving only. And nobody wants to go back. So Baba gave this yoga so that we can depart, start practicing to depart. So if those departed souls are coming and helping you to know that the time of departure will come, that should be very good for us. Because yoga only is taught when you have to depart. It is the other name of saying that time to depart has come. And you now forget where you are and prepare for departure. That is yoga. And what can disturb in that is the living beings, the living things, not the departed ones. They may be perhaps calling you, please come and join us, possibly. In fact, this word yoga, Baba says, don't use the word yoga. Because that is a word given by our so-called, what you will say, scholars and scripture writers and saints and like that. It has only a meaning that to be attached, to join, to connect. Now, to connect, it is not something like a physical thing or a wire or a rope or something. It is a connection of the mind. Now, connecting the mind, in a sense, our mind always remains connected with something or the other. But that is like wandering mind, because it is now here, then there, and like that. If you are a traveler, not a wanderer, now the difference between traveler and wanderer is traveler has a destination to reach. So first of all the gyan that Baba gives us is about the time and what next, because people do not know what next. Baba has told us. So it is the time to depart. So we become travelers. So once you are convinced that you have to depart and you are a traveler, just as now you have come to Madhuban, you are very sure that you are not going to remain here forever. You already have planned that on such and such date I will go. So whatever you will do here, you are doing everything, doing meditation, living, enjoying. But in your core of your mind, you have this thing that I don't belong here, I have to depart. And just as Baba says, why sisters are more in Gyan than brothers, as you can notice here also. Because if a female, when she is born, she knows that she has to depart to her in-laws house in India. So there is a hidden thinking that I don't belong here, although she may live 18, 20 years in the parents' house. So this feeling of departure will naturally come when you know that I am a traveler and I have a destination to reach. Now, just visualize you are traveling. You have to reach somewhere. Now there will be certain pulls, and then there will be certain side scenes, certain people with whom you have to settle account. What the sannyasis do, they just leave their house and go to the jungle. But subtly, they don't settle their accounts. It is just like a person having credit with so many shopkeepers and disappearing one day. So it is like that. But the karmic account remains. So therefore, what pulls us back, first of all, is our debts to settle. What Baba says, past karma account. Secondly, we may be told that you have to depart, but we have certain attractions, leanings, certain things which will pull us back. No. You depart, but do this and that. So therefore, the intensity of reaching the destination and the joy or the gain in that will determine how much diversion and how much deviation takes place. There is the easiest and smallest route, and then there are zigzag routes. This applies to all of us. So in other words, instead of trying to give up this and that, we should have more and more attraction there. So automatically other things will go.
Okay. So when does easiness become carelessness? Somebody actually asked.
Carelessness is the greatest difficulty. People think that to be careless is to be easy. In fact, carelessness is the most difficult thing. They consider it is a comfort, but it is the mind which has to be easy. You see, it is the mind which has to be easy. Then the body will be easy. You may be having some trouble with the body even, but if your mind is attracted to something you like and all that, then you will not even forget if there was something wrong with the body. So now, mind easy. How the mind can be easy when you are careless? What will happen? Carelessness will lead to something wrong, missing something, delaying something, forgetting something. What will be the consequence of that? Repentance. Repentance will come. Oh, I was careless. I did not care that this is the time for the bus to depart or the plane to depart, and my carelessness, now I am rushing and there is traffic on the way. My heart is beating faster. There is traffic on the way. Why I did this? I should not have been careless. Okay. any type of carelessness will lead to repentance. And we know that as per drama, even if carelessness happens, one mistake is carelessness. The second mistake is repentance of carelessness. So drama says, even if something wrong has happened, don't worry. Then you will be easy. Okay? So carelessness can never lead to easiness. It leads to uneasiness. But even if carelessness happens, you can save yourself from further uneasiness due to repeating your mistake or repenting over that. Stop. Don't forget about that. This is called drama. So I have a very popular statement to make. You know? No. Please, this is of your interest. Right is right, wrong is also right. Okay, this will take care of repentance over care. I don't say that you should be careless. But if something happens, even not due to your making, but something happens and something goes wrong. Now people say that we know there are traffic jams in the cities, so people start early, to cover that period. Once in my childhood, I went to see the Taj Mahal of Agra. So we were boys, so we had a small lodge and kept our luggage in a locker. And then the train was to come for going back to Delhi. So they told me that train will come at 10 o'clock. I reached there at 9:30. And the train, just I reached the platform, train came. I said, how come this 10 o'clock train has come at 9:30? And it started from somewhere in South India. So I was very surprised and happy. Then they told me, it is yesterday's train. You see? So like that, think, if I had gone 5 minutes late, it would have gone. So anyhow, there are two things. One is, repentance over past wrongs, and other is worry over future, worry for future. Now worry for future also makes you uneasy, that your fear may not happen at all, but you are worried, what will happen, I am starting, the taxi has come late, my train may go, what should happen? I am worried. There used to be only one taxi driver in Mount Abu. No car of Brahma Kumari. There used to be one single taxi driver. He used to take even Brahma Baba, everyone, to the station. And no one had ever missed the train. I brought one editor of a famous newspaper who was himself also a famous person, and he had to go back. So I was his attendant. So he started telling me from the previous evening, please make sure that I reach the station on time. Please make sure. I said, don't worry, I am there. Morning again he got up and said, the taxi has not come. I may not get late. You call two taxis. I said, there are no two taxis. Then that taxi person came. I told him in his presence, please tell, has anybody ever missed the train? He said, no. I said, now you be sure. Still that person was again worrying. So the idea is, this worry is the greatest waste, and it is a great obstacle to our being easy. You are comfortable in all other things, but if your mind is worried, you can't be easy. So what to do? So just as I said, put a full stop to whatever has happened, also put a full stop to what will happen. Baba has assured us in so many words, what has happened is good, what is happening is more good, and what will happen will be still more good. Now God is saying, and still we are worried. So we have to be convinced that whatever God is saying, it is not going in entering my mind so clearly. Now, to give a simple example, what appears at the moment, if you only take that into consideration, you will be worried. But if you see all the three aspects, then you will not be worried. For instance, you came from Abu Road to Gyan Sarovar by taxi, by whatever, and you will notice that it's a hilly road. So sometime, all the time the road is climbing, going up, that is sure. But at some places the road becomes very level, and sometime it dips also, but finally it is going up. Okay? You take a photograph of when the road is a little like this and your vehicle is photographed. You show it to someone. Is this car going up or down? What he will say? Down. But in fact, it is going up. Now reverse the position. You are going from Gyan Sarovar to Shantivan. Again, there will be some areas where the car will be little going up, and you take a photograph and show to someone, is it going up or down? He will say going up. So therefore, in a short term, things can disturb you. But in the long run, and here Baba not only says, the whole of confluence age is ascending curve. So don't worry if you are descending, you are ascending. So that is a simple thing. Secondly, we have played this role not once, but again and again and again and again and again. So once you have overcome something, you are confident that last kalpa also this little thing came. If you don't have remembrance, do you will think only for first time it has come? You may be worried. But if you know that I had crossed it, then you will have confidence. Third thing, everything comes to pass. Otherwise also, what has come was not there, and what has come will not be there. Okay? Now it is evening, so morning is not there, night is not there. But you are sure that after so many hours there will be the morning. But next morning. Okay? So what is the Gyan says, people are thinking only in terms of relativity. Good and bad, right and wrong, and so on. Truth and falsehood. So all those people who are in this chakkar, cycle of good and bad, so they will never be confident that there can be somewhere where it is all good. Because they have been convinced that there are two sides of the coin. If good is there, bad will also be there. But only Baba's Gyan has taught us that no, come above good and bad and you will find good. Okay? For instance, there is a young person And that young person, you ask that young person, you have any experience of old age? What will that person say? No. So that person cannot compare his life, that in life, young age also comes, old age also comes, so there is no relativity. When a person becomes old, like this body, 83 years, then you can have relativity. Once I was young, I was doing this and that. So relativity comes only at a lower level. In the beginning, there is no old age. Therefore, you see, a house is new. How can the owner of the house conceive that it was old also? No, it is new. It will become old. In other words, eternity is there, but it works forwards only. Eternity is not cyclical. It is cyclical, but it moves forward, not backward. Now see the outcome of this point. All people in the world think that the world should become new. They all say. But they believe that this old world will become new, which is not possible. So, this world will become new, Brahma Kumaris also say, but how it will become new? Move forward. Just that it is evening now, it will be day tomorrow, but it can't be the previous day. It has to be the next day. Egg first or hen first? This is the eternal question. Egg first or hen first? But there is an answer. If you remember, eternity moves forwards. If it is egg, it will be hen. And if it is hen, it will be egg. Answered. So therefore, this is the big problem with the world. They want old to become new. But there is a process of renewal. A tree is born, it gives everything, then it becomes old. Then the old tree cannot become a plant, but there is a process. It will leave a seed and that will make a plant. Human being also. I can't become a young boy, but I will become a young boy. There is a process by moving forward. So therefore, this is a great confidence that people ask, is peace possible? They ask. So much disturbance, is peace possible? Nobody can say it is possible. But Baba says not only peace, there will be a world, heaven. There will be joy, happiness, everything. How? And we are so sure? Because we are not working for the last Satyuga. We are thinking of the Satyuga ahead. And nobody can stop it because just as night is followed by day, this bad world has to be followed by a good world. Nothing is static, it will come to pass. So this thing gives us the confidence that we are travelers. Everything is passing. There will be sight scenes, good, bad, indifferent, all types of sight scenes. You are not concerned with that. You are a traveler. When you go from here to in the market, you find so many things, but you are not interested. If you are in a hurry, you know the doctor or a fire brigade, they are having their special vehicles, ambulance, this and that. People leave traffic for them to go. So we are passengers to go back. Now we have understood nobody can remain here, even if they want to. So it is better to prepare for that. Actually, this is only our resources. What is your body? What is your money? What is your qualification? Nothing but a resource. These are resources. They are needed here. But as a being, when I depart, these resources remain here. And when I get to the next body, I acquire them as per my entitlement. So the Gyan says you improve your entitlement. And Baba is helping us to improve our entitlement. So there is no such thing as obstacle. In fact, I believe that if you find difficulty or stop there, something is wrong. Because in the right process, there can be no difficulty. Only where there is some deviation, there will be difficulty. If you want to go to your own home, house, wherever you live, do you feel ever any difficulty in reaching your house? Do you consciously think, I have to turn this way, that way, this is my house number? No. Why? Because you are sure. And if your friend gives you accurate address with so many signs, even then you will wait and stop and think, ask somebody, am I on the right way? They may say that there will be a letterbox and then you turn left and then my house is flat, is on second floor. These days they say, ring my call bell with your elbow. Why? Because you will be bringing gifts for me and your hands will be busy. People say like that. But the fact of the matter is, what is your own, you never forget. Now Baba and Yoga, who can be more your own than even your own ones, than Baba? Baba says, Ravan is a deception. It deceives you to think that Ravan is your own. And it has a beautiful packaging. But really your well-wisher, your forever helpful almighty, who is he? Baba. And we use the degree, dear, dearer, dearest. Who is dearest? Even our bodily father will say, dear father. So if the dearest one is there, and he is your own, everything you can get from him. Your brother is not God, but God is your brother. God can be your brother. Baba says, I am one. But none can be like me, but I can be like anyone for you. I can be your mother, father, teacher, whosoever you want, guide. So therefore, simple thing is that you can't forget. Can any of the BKs, all of you, forget Baba? At least tell me. Forget about remembering. Can anyone forget Baba? No. Because our name is BK. If you can't forget your name BK, how can you forget Baba? That is the bottom line. Now, how much pull you have got? So Baba has told you, I am very subtle. You are very subtle. But you are in gross body, you have so many things to do here, your own making. So, be careful that do everything, but just remember, I have to go, I am to settle these accounts, not to make these accounts, I have to go to Baba. And Baba's pull, any pull you know can make you break shackles even. So therefore Baba's pull, that is the only thing we have to keep in mind. When we forget, come down, this happens. That is why easiest thing is that we always remember that our next stop is angelic world. We have to be in angelic state. And angelic state will not come there. Just as golden age, qualification do not come in golden age, but beforehand. Similarly, a person buys woolens during winter beforehand. Anything, if it is rainy season, you think of umbrella and raincoat beforehand. Forewarned is forearmed, they say. So simple, be angel and you are light. As soon as you come in this body, you become heavy. What I do, I have to get up. My body does not, I say, get up, it gets up. I have learned that it is lazy, it will try to be tell me that I am old, this and that. I say, get up, and it gets up. There is so much power, it is not theoretical. It is not theoretical. Think, there is a patient lying in the intensive care ward of a hospital, okay, and not able to move even, cries. And there are doctors in attendance, so many machines showing his various graphs. You tell the ICU is on the first floor of the hospital. Just tell that patient that there is a time bomb under your bed and it is going to explode in 30 seconds. He will elbow out the doctors and will be there on the road. Where from that power comes? So body consciousness makes you lazy. Soul is never lazy. Soul has no age. Soul has no obstacles. Soul has no knees and all those in trouble. Soul is soul. And if you become angel, otherwise also if you are happy, you start dancing. Last Murli was mind dance. You get energy. Supposing you win a lottery of 100 million, okay, and the lottery office is on the 8th floor of some building. You go to collect your money and the lift man says the lift is out of order, you come tomorrow, or you have to climb the stairs. What will you do? Where from that energy will come? So therefore, if we become angel, okay, I will give you a more simple example. There is a motor car and it is, you have to push it. How many people are required to push a big motor car? At least as many as are required to carry a dead body, because the body, when there is soul in it, it is moving, but if the soul goes out, it becomes very heavy. So let us take 4 people or 5 people can move a motor car. You just start its engine and then push it, then what happens? 2 can move it. What has happened? It has become light. Similarly, it is in our hands to become heavy or light. You will find when you are happy, you are joyful, you are very light. If someone by mistake hits you, he says, oh, sorry, you say, no, okay, okay. But if you are sad and the same person hits you and he says sorry, then you don't say okay. You say, don't you see, it is daytime, such a big person you are hitting. So what is the difference? It's your own mood. So therefore keep yourself happy and share your happiness. And we are the soul. Soul is the lightest thing. Sitting here, the soul thinks of Argentina or New Zealand. At least in the body it can think of Abu Road. Baba brought all the children from Abu Road to Mount Abu with pumpkins and all that, walking. Why? How they did it? Soul conscious. When you are dancing, you are happy, nothing matters. They say, now you stop, please. It is night time, your Amrit Vela will be just... No, we are happy. We will come at Amrit Vela. So it is that only. So we make things difficult for ourselves. Things are easy when Baba says, easy Raj Yoga. Raj means majestic, royal. And we make it difficult. Stop. Why it is difficult? So Baba says, either your dress is loose or your dress is tight, it is not of your own size. You are either breaking some sort of natural norm. There are 3 things, time, place and the manner of doing. If the time is wrong, a good thing will also go bad. I am a very good singer, but I start singing at midnight. Then what happens? Or I have to sort of attend a very good party where people are enjoying, and I go in black dress with a sorrowful face. Or there is a morning and I go with ornaments, lipstick and everything. So it goes wrong. In India there is a story, a joke story, that a person, should I tell or there is more questions?
You can tell it. One minute.
Okay. Right. If you had told me you can tell, I would have been easy. Now you have said 1 minute, it made difficult. I was going to finish it in 3/4 of a minute.
Okay.
Achha.
5 minutes.
Achha, dekhiye. There was a person, but they can't, and because that is in Hindi. Okay, it will not apply. You won't appreciate, huh? But many, how about others? So, time saved.
No story. Tell us a joke.
That story was like that. There is another one similar which I can explain. You know, busy doctors have their receptionists and the patients come and the receptionist asks that what is your problem, and the receptionist writes the problem and gives them slips and they go to the doctor. Doctor attends to their problem. So the story I was going to tell was similar. So what happens? One slip is changed. So then what happens? A person having eye trouble is cured for tooth, and the person having tooth problem will be given some ear drops, like that it is. So that is how something is missed. And the last thing is the mannerism, because in DT quality there is Maryada Purushottam, which means one has to mannerism is nothing. Many Murlis are there, give respect, get respect, but a violation of anything is violence. Now in Satyuga what happens? The eyes see only that which is to be seen, and as much as is to be seen. Nothing, not more, not less. The ears will listen, but only what is to be listened, not more. For how much? Not more. So each part of the body does function, but only exactly, perfectly, what it should do. Even the thoughts come only which have to materialize. So this is golden age. So therefore, Lakshmi Narayan, do not go for joggings, do not do any exercise, do not do workout, they don't require. Simple. So because the soul keeps balance, so everything is naturally in balance. There will be no rubbish, nothing. So, because that is perfection. As soon as there is slightest violation, we call it violence, the whole thing is disturbed. They say, philosophers say, if you move your finger, you move the stars. So much is the connection. So, today, everything is there. There is a Mama's Murli saying, all things are good, but things are not bad. Family is not bad, house is not bad, traveling is not bad, sleeping, everything is good. But just as in a computer a virus enters, then what happens? Everything goes haywire. So there is a virus inside the soul, which is causing disturbance, and that is, we know, ego, greed, anger, some inside out, some difference, imbalance. So first is balance, but for keeping balance also, one has to do it not alone by yourself. For First of all, it requires Baba's compass to keep us in balance. Many souls make it difficult for themselves because they think they have to cure themselves. Self-medication. Baba has given us all the medicine, so I have to apply. And there is always a mistake in applying. Sometimes we copy. That this patient has been given green eardrops, why red eardrops to me? I should also get green eardrops. This is another problem. So, Baba will keep us on line balance. Secondly, blessings. Even if you earn a lot and you have a lot of saving and it is lying idle, no businessman will become rich. He invests so that the others can also do their business and he gets a share. This is called blessing. So balance plus blessing. Whatever you have got extra, give, because that is of no use to you. In this world, they collect extra. They say if there is 10 million, make it 40 million. But they don't know it is overweight. Just a person is carrying 30 kilo weight all the time. He's like a porter. Similarly, you get 30 million more money. You are also having a burden, porter, in your mind. It becomes burden. So Baba says, spend. These Brahma Kumaris are only spending. People are wondering from where they are getting. Because they are spending, they are getting. So therefore, anything extra don't keep. Anything that is concentrated causes cancer, you know. Even concentration in yoga, some people say my head is paining. Why? Because it is not required to be concentrated. It is required to be focused. Focus also does not mean. Focus means only your destination should be clear to you. So therefore, blessing and bliss is equal to blessing and balance is equal to bliss. And bliss is above happiness and unhappiness, love and hate, joy and suffering. It is above. Like I told you, it is not within the gambit of relativity. It is above. And truth is above. When it is truth, there is no relativity that there will be falsehood also. Only in Kaljuga you can say truth and falsehood. In Satyuga you cannot say. So we have to be above this, otherwise you will not get the confidence. You will say to err is human, after all mistakes do come. No. So Baba says, rise in love. In this world people fall in love. But you, now if you are body conscious, you will fall in love. If you are soul conscious, the soul will, because soul lives there. A fire always goes up because the sun is the source. Water always comes down because ocean is the source. So our soul is there. So we always rise in love, provided you are soul conscious. Simple. Or kuch?